This is Kathy Dodge. Today's date is December 8, 1972. The topic to be discussed is coal mining in the Saginaw Valley. I will be interviewing Adolf Begick of Bay City. Mr. Begick, when did you first start working at the coal mines, and how old were you then?
I started working in 1917, and I was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. When did you stop working at the coal mines? What year?
I stopped working in 1947. I worked in the mines for 30 years. Mm-hmm. 1947 was the last mine in Bay County closed up. That's when I quit mining in the. Working in the mines, and then I went in the retail coal business. I've been in the retail coal business ever since.
And you're still in it.
And I'm still in it. Yeah.
Yeah. How many years altogether then? You worked in the mines for 30 years altogether.
Altogether, I worked in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you remember were the names of the mines in this area? What were some of their names that you can remember in the Saginaw Valley?
Well, I can remember some of them. There was a Beaver Mine. That was the first mine I worked in. And I worked there for about 9 years. Then there was a mine by the name of the Valley Mine, Watchier Mine, Black Diamond, Big Chief, Monitor, Wolverine, Handy, Uncle Henry, Winona, Bliss, Swan Creek, and the mine they used to call the Mosquito Mine. These mines were all some in Bay County, some in Saginaw, and some around St. Charles.
Uh-huh.
And there were a lot of other more mines, but these are some of them. Main one.
What were the names of the mines that where you worked?
I worked at the Beaver Mine, and I worked at the Crescent Mine, and I worked one summer at St. Charles, the Big Chief Mine, and I ended up my working in the mines at the Monitor Mine.
Mm-hmm. So there were four mines that you did work at in all your 30 years.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Monitor. Coal mine.
Well, the Monitor coal mine was the last mine that was operated in Bay County. Was a cooperative mine. It was started during the Depression when work was hard to get, and 38 of us went together. We all put in $250 apiece, and we put the shaft down to the coal, and we started mining coal. We had it was a co-op outfit. We had all kinds of men, but we had good men in this mine, and it was very successful as far as the operation was concerned, and the cooperation amongst the men, and the financial returns too were very satisfactory.
You'd say operation. It was as satisfactory as all the other mines you had worked at previously. Then
I say it was. I say it was. A real good, successful operation.
Okay. What was it like working in the mines for 30 years? Can you describe your work and that of a miner, what it was like?
Well, I never worked down below too much. Mm-hmm. I usually worked on top and weighed coal and done repair work around the mines. But I enjoyed it, and I think the men down below enjoyed working in the mines, because some of them fellas sometimes in summertime pick up a good job outside of the mines, but in the fall when the mines started up, they were all back there ready to go to work, especially these fellas that worked by the ton. They got, for every ton of coal they at that time, in 1917, around there, they got maybe from 70 to 73 cents a ton. That was a coal digger or coal loader. Then you had your mule drivers and pipemen and track layers. They worked by the day, of course. But it was not, dangerous work, as I would say. It was, and everybody seemed to enjoy it, and everybody was glad to come back when the mine was ready to start.
Mm-hmm. Then something like noxious gases or dust fires flooding didn't create much of problems here in Michigan for the miners then.
No, no, we never had any problems with gas at all. In Michigan, the roof in the mines was good, not too. And the problem they had with water, but it was not no dangerous problem, but it was an extra expense for the company to put up the overhead of mining the coal, the cost, because they had some mines had more water and some less, but water was always kind of a problem to control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long did the coal miners work each day? What was their work week?
They worked 8 hours a day, and had 10 minutes at noon for their dinner hour. That's all they had, 10 minutes. That's all. They took a break of 10 minutes. Started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the day's work was done at 10 minutes after four. And all they had was, like I say, 10 minutes for eat their lunch.
When the coal diggers were paid by the ton for the coal that they produced, you said between 70 and 73 cents a ton they were paid?
At that time.
At
later,
that time, yeah, in the beginning, when you started mining?
Yeah. Later on, it kept on going up, just like wages started to go up. Like I mentioned, when I started in mine, I got $2.34 a day. I was a day worker. Mm-hmm. And I got $2.34 a day, where the miners, they got maybe around 70 or 73 cents a ton. And as time went on, wages went up, and they got paid more per ton, too. They maybe got around 95, 99 cents, or maybe over a dollar a ton later on.
How many tons of coal could the average coal digger produce a day?
If he could get the cars. Sometimes they didn't have enough mine cars, but if he could get the cars, he could load 8-10 ton a day.
Mm-hmm. What did your job involve, Mr. Riggitt? Tell us about your job in weighing the coal. What did that consist of?
Well, I worked up in the tipple where the coal would come up, and I worked for the company, and the union had a man up there in the same room where I was, and he was in up there for the union, and I weighed the coal, and he kept track of it also, and each car had a brass tag on it with a number on it, and you take that number and weigh the coal, and take that number and you mark that weight down on a sheet, the amount of coal that was in that car, and a certain number, and the next car would be a different number, and then you would keep a record on a big sheet of paper for all these miners. We had 250 diggers down there, and we had that many numbers, and at night we'd hang that sheet out there for every man to see how much coal that he loaded that day. And it was about three cars a minute. They brought up when the mine was operating, and you had to be pretty fast in the job to weigh that coal and put it on. I had to put it on two different sheets of paper.
And there was just one man weighing all this coal?
I weighed all the coal and marked it down, the sheet for the company and a sheet for the railroad.
And sometimes, how many men were working in one of these mines? Was the average number of workers?
Well, this mine, I'd say, had maybe 300, Beaver Mine had maybe 300 men working, and maybe 250 were coal loaders, coal diggers, that really mined the coal. The rest were all men that done firemen, engineer, blacksmiths, and mules. They had mules down in the mine, and they had maybe 25 mule drivers, and these mules stayed down below in the mine for years, never come up on top. When the mine was operating, the mules never come up. They always stayed down below. Big barn down below, shot out in the rock, and they stayed right down there, and they had drivers for these. Usually young fellas were the mule drivers.
And the mules never came up top?
Never came up, unless the mine shut down for a month or two, then they would bring the mules up. But if the mine kept operating all the year round, or for 2-3 years straight, the mules never come up on top.
About how many mules would be down there at one time?
About 25. Yeah. St. Charles, I think, had more than that. Back here, Beaver Mine, we had about 25, and I'm sure St. Charles had more than that because their barn was a bigger. I was worked down below in St. Charles for a while, and they must have had maybe 15, 20 mules more than we had back here. But they never come up. They were fed down there and had good warm stables and well bedded down and well taken care of. And the mule driver really had to know his stuff and had to know how to handle a mule.
Yeah, I would think.
Didn't have no lines. He went all just by talking to them what to do and I don't know how they ever made the mules understand what to do, but they done it, and they had no line or anything on them. They just told them which way to go, and that's the way it went.
They weren't too stubborn about it then.
No, they were not too bad. Once in a while, maybe you have one that would be stubborn. Once in a while, you'd have one that. Every once in a while, you had one that was a pretty bad kicker. they kick, like to kick, and these mule drivers. They knew how to handle them. They were pretty good boys, mm-hmm. And they were young, and they were kind of a reckless sort of a bunch of boys. They were always young fellas, and they had a lot of nerve, and they were tough. They were tough boys.
That's what it took to handle those animals.
Yeah, that's what it took, and they knew how to do it.
Well, good.
And they enjoyed it. They were always full of heckin' and. It seemed like they enjoy their work very much.
you talk as though all of the miners did, and all the people that worked at the mines and in the mines and in connection with the mines all enjoyed their work.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody who worked at mines, I think they really enjoyed their work.
It was a special kind of man that worked there then.
Yeah, it was a special kind of man. All nationalities we had. Mm-hmm. When Michigan mines first opened up, the biggest part of the men come up from Ohio or Pennsylvania because there were no miners up here when these mines opened up by around 1900, maybe late 90s, and 1905, that's when the mines started here, and the biggest part of the miners come up from Ohio and Indiana and Pennsylvania.
Did you learn by experience through yourself when you started in 1917, or did you have one of the miners from down south coming up here, helping you out, teaching you the rope?
No, the work I was doing, that was not too much to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work down below right away.
Right away, you didn't.
And the work was on top, sending down, like the mine props, dynamite and powder and machine tools and stuff like that, plank, mm-hmm. timber. And bring down the railroad cars to be loaded. And when we got full, we had to bring down an empty one. And it was.
Was there ever any danger in what you call the miners did driving off the solid? When they put the dynamite in the ground and blew it so the coal would come through and crumble up a bit? Any accidents involved sometimes with that?
No, very seldom. When I started, there wasn't much solid work anymore. It was all, you used to undercut that coal. They had machines and where they undercut that coal, and they shoot that coal down. You undercut it on the bottom, and then about six inches high. The cut was 6 feet deep, and then you put a shot in both sides and one in the middle, and then break the coal down. And they always fired their shots in the evening before they come out.
Oh.
They all had their shots ready, and the fellow the furthest in, he light his shot first, and when he come by the next guy, he holler to him, then he light his shot, so nobody would stay back, and the shot would go off on his way out. The fellow furthest in would light his shot first, mm-hmm. and he tell the next guy, and on the way down the. As they went out, everybody lit their shot, so by the next morning, the air would be all clear of dynamite smoke, because dynamite smoke can give you an awful headache. Some fellas wouldn't affect, but some fellas get an awful headache that way. They always fire their shot at quitting time, and then they lit their shots and then went out. And then by the next morning, they had big fans going to circulate the fresh air through the mines, and then my air would be all cleared up by the next morning when the fellas went back to work. They used quite a lot of dynamite and powder, but dynamite smoke was kind of, I don't know why, but a lot of fellas got an awful headache from dynamite smoke.
Well, it wasn't that dangerous then, or anything that would involve any kind of accidents.
No, they were pretty careful. They had to be careful. The furthest in, he'd maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes before quitting time. They light their shots. They had the shots all loaded, and all they had to do was light the fuse, and then as he went out, the next fellow was maybe his name was John, all right, John, and the next fellow was Joe, all right, Joe, and then they light their shots, and they all kept on walking out to go back on top of quitting time. And that way there was no danger of anybody getting caught. Some shot would go off before he got he was still on the other side, which could have been dangerous, but we never had I never knew of anybody getting hurt with explosives. They handled a lot of it. These miners, they had had their caps and their fuse and the dynamite, and they had to buy that themselves. And I never knew that anybody ever got hurt with dynamite.
I haven't found the answer to this question in any of the reading I've done, but why did a miner have to buy his own dynamite and this type of thing? Why didn't the company furnish it?
Well, they had to buy their own. They had carbide lights. They didn't have electric lights. They had carbide lights. You know, miners have a regular cap and the carbide light, and they had to buy their own carbide, their own lamps, and their own clothes. And they usually had regular miners' pants and boots, four boots. And they had to buy their dynamite and their fuse and caps and powder.
Why do you think they weren't provided with it by the mining company?
The company had it there for them.
And they had to buy it from the company.
Yeah, they had to buy it. They furnished them the dynamite. They come in the morning. They maybe follow on so many sticks of dynamite, or they bought the powder by the keg. Mm-hmm. They bought that and paid it. It was checked off as pay. So many sticks of dynamite, so much powder, so much cap, so much fuse. And they had other supplies, gloves and boots and clothing, miner's clothing. They wore canvas, heavy canvas pants, and were usually padded because they were on their knees most of the time working. And they had to pay for all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had to pay. Well, what about payday? What was that like?
Well,
miner on the coal mines. How did that work?
Well, they paid them. The way they paid it, when I started the mine, they paid the Saturday closest to the second of the month and the Saturday closest to the 17th. That meant they got a pay every 2 weeks, but four times a year, it worked out that it would be a 3 week pay. By taking the second, the Saturday close to the second, the Saturday close to the 17th. And I'm sure it's four times a year there would be a 3 week pay, because it would just happen to work out that way, the Saturday closest to the second or the 17th. And so every so often they had a 3 week waiting time for them. But otherwise it was always the Saturday close to the second and Saturday closest to the 17th. I'm sure when you look at the calendar and work it out, it works out that four times a year it'd be a 3 week pay, where it wouldn't have the payday for 3 weeks.
Yeah. What about your check? Did you have those then, or
no? They
what
paid.
What was that like?
They paid all. There was no check. Everybody was paid by cash.
Mm-hmm.
And when payday come, the payroll would come out from town, and they had quite a payroll, only thousands and thousands of dollars, and they come out protected by police escort And the paymaster would come out with all these envelopes with the money, the man's name, the amount of money on it, and all cash. And them days, once in a while, you'd even find a gold piece in there you're paying. When I first started, later on, you didn't find that anymore. But that's, when I first started, every once in a while, somebody had a gold piece in there, and still some gold in circulation. But there's always no checks. Everybody got paid by cash.
Were there any coal mines in the Saginaw area that were opened all year? And did you ever work in any of them?
In Saginaw?
In the Saginaw area, yeah.
Not in Saginaw County, no. I never worked in Saginaw, but Saginaw County, except I worked in St. Charles one summer. But I'm sure some of their mines in Saginaw worked all year round.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot of factory trade, because there was not much gas or oil, and a lot of these plants were operating with coal, and these mines just had to work all year round. I know where I worked here in the first mine, we worked all summer long. They never shut down.
I'm sure they probably shipped some of it too when
they shipped to dealers. The dealers would buy it. They shipped to the dealers around the state of Michigan. There were a lot of dealers in different towns away from Saginaw Valley would buy coal. And then they ship the coal to the dealers around different towns, railroads. And days the railroads were all coal, and they used an enormous lot of coal. Some of the mines, they get a railroad contract and work all year round because they had a railroad contract. Because the railroads, they run all year round. Or some of these big plants, they burn coal. They work all year round. They had to have coal all year round. They ship a lot of it, especially some of the better grades of coal, like Watcher and Black Diamond, Uncle Henry. They had a good grade of domestic coal, and that a lot of that coal went for home use.
Mm-hmm. How much coal a ton?
At that time?
Yeah.
Coal that time. Our coal at the first mine I worked, the miners got their coal, maybe for $3 a ton. The next mine I worked, that was the Crescent Mine. That was during the Depression, from 29 to 33, and we delivered coal for 4 1/4 a ton.
And they'd pay the coal digger 70-some cents to dig it.
We delivered coal for 4 1/4 for lump coal, and maybe the slack coal would be maybe about 375, and I'd say it'd run maybe from 3 1/2 to about maybe 4 1/4 a ton. Mm-hmm. That was very.
That would be including the shipping too.
Yeah, that was when we delivered right from the mine to the people, right direct to the house. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When they shipped his coal to a dealer by carload, and then maybe he'd have to charge a little bit more because the freight would come in on that. Mm-hmm.
Were there any mines around here where the railroads ran close by?
This first mine I worked, you had a railroad.
Mm-hmm.
The locomotive come in there every day. The Beaver Mine, they mine about 700 ton a day, and they come in the morning. They bring the miners in by train.
Mm-hmm.
And they had about 3-4 coaches. They brought the miners in by train, and then they took the coal back with them. The carload, the coal that were loaded, they left the coaches out here. Then in the evening they brought the load of empties, and they took the miners back with the coaches.
They give them
time for them, picked them up around the depots, and basically said they had different stops where they picked up these miners.
Mm-hmm.
And things coming every day. Well, most all mines had railroads.
Yeah, I was wondering, because the few mines that are still left standing that you know are in the area, of course there are no railroad lines there anymore,
no.
And I wondered if it was the rule that every mine did have to have its railroad.
Yeah, they're more honestly smaller mines, like our cooperative mine. We didn't have no railroad because we mine maybe 125 ton a day.
Uh-huh.
And that summertime we worked and got a little stock on hand. And in the wintertime we had to have it. We were glad to have it. But that was all delivered by truck, and truckers come in from further away and pick up coal. And that's where we sold that coal. But these bigger mines, that mine like Big Chief, St. Charles, they mined about 1,500 ton a day. And of course we had a railroad in there. And Consolidated Coal Company's mines and Gage, Robbie Gage, they all had railroads there.
Mm-hmm. When you're cooperative, you didn't have
a railroad
that came in. How did you take care of your coal then? You had about 125 ton a day you mined?
Yeah, 125 ton a day.
How did you ship that then?
We hauled it all by truck.
All by truck?
Yeah, and then we had a lot of truckers come in from other towns where there were no mines. They come from north and from the east and different small towns around, and from town a lot of them, and we delivered a lot of it coal to Bay City ourselves.
Mm-hmm. People could come to your mine and pick it up deliver it.
Yeah, they come. Yeah, a lot of them. We have a lineup there sometimes with 15, 20 trucks waiting for coal.
What happened when you didn't have enough?
Well, they just left their truck there and come back the next day. So he stayed in line.
You've had those days then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in the wintertime they had them mark their name down on a pad as they come in, and if they didn't get their coal today, I seen where they had to wait 2-3 days, wait for coal, because so many trucks had them, you know?
Did your mine stay open in the summer?
Yeah, we worked in the summertime.
What did you do when you had the coal and you probably didn't have that much demand for it then, did they?
Well, we stocked it for wintertime. In the wintertime, they used more, and a lot of plants like creameries and other plants, they used quite a lot of coal. Cheese factories around, they all used the coal, and we had greenhouses, mm-hmm. used a lot of coal, and we had to get some ahead in the summertime. We always try to get enough fine coal ahead for them, from them people, so we could take care of them in the wintertime, and lots of time we run out of their fine coal. We had even crushed coal because they used stoker coal or slack coal in these places, and we had a crushed coal sometimes in the later part of the winter so we could supply these fellows with that type of coal. They worked all the summer long and just stored up for the winter, but we didn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people them days, they put their coal in July and August. They started putting their every home burned coal, and they started to put their coal in, so they'd,
mm-hmm.
They needed 8 ton of coal, they put all their 8 ton in the summertime, or 10 ton, whatever they needed, and some people didn't. Some people just bought it as they needed it.
Yeah. When you, did some of the men that worked at your cooperative mine, did they supply or drive the coal to some people's houses that used coal for domestic use? Did you ever ship it yourself or deliver it to homes?
Oh yeah, yeah. We had our own trucks.
Your own trucks?
We did own those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, we had our own trucks, and we delivered right to the homes for domestic use.
Mm-hmm.
We had maybe 4 or 5 trucks, and a lot of times we hired truckers in the winter time. We didn't have enough, and we hired truckers and paid them so much a ton for delivering. I remember usually we paid him 50 cents a ton to deliver coal from the mine to the town. Now it costs $2.
Yeah.
But we paid him fellas 50 cents, 55 cents.
50 cents then?
To make deliveries to home. Most of our coal went to Bay City, some went to Saginaw, but most of it all went to Bay City.